Ariane Titmus's gold medal yesterday. We just played the audio of her winning. Mm. I've still got goosebumps.
The giant slayer, we're calling her. Katie Ledecky, the American, is undefeated as an individual at the Olympics. She is an incredible swimmer. She is touted as the best female swimmer in the world.
Yeah.
And Ariane Titmus, the Aussie golden
the Terminator, girl, they're calling
the 21-year-old, swoops in the dying moments and taps that wall first.
So good. And what I love about this is one of her biggest challenges, apparently, about Ariane is like, well, during the World Championships in 2018, when I was up and coming, you know, I also had to complete year 12. And I'm like,
what?
Oh, my God.
They would achieve heaps. But then Dean Boxall, her coach, this is great. Coaches for a club in Brisbane called St. Peter's Western, which is actually the old club that my wife and her brother used to swim for.
Oh, no way. Yeah, yeah. Great pedigree.
And Morgan's mum, Robin, who's listening right now, was a big. She used to be the president of this club. So they know Dean very well. Dean's a lovely bloke. But this, his reaction was one of the greatest moments in Australian sporting history when he's just. He's like thrusting against the pole. He's jumping up and down. He's yelling. Here's him actually talking about his reaction in the moment.
That shot, that's gone crazy around the world. Like
really?
The New York Times has just said, can I please have what Dean Boxall's on? That's their headline.
It just came out. I built it up from trials. It was coming through. And then when I saw the race unfolding, I couldn't keep it in. I need to apologise because I actually took my muscle by mistake and it ripped and I just lost it in the moment.
You're all right, Dean. It'll be fine.
You're fine. That little Japanese woman who was like the usher, security woman, trying to be like, please go back to your section.
Please, no. We're joined now with someone very special, Maxie Sears, who's Ariane and Dean's assistant. She coaches at St. Peter's Western. She knows the inner workings of them all. She joins us now. Good morning, Maxie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we?
Oh, we are so good. You must be on top of the moon having watched that yesterday.
Yeah, no, it was, it's sort of surreal. You're sort of sitting there and you watch it unfold and you're like, this is it. You know, it's, I still remember when she first came across and we've spoken about this moment really for 4 years. So it sort of all happened and it was sort of, it was very surreal, to be honest, very surreal.
And when you saw her at the final turn, probably like a palm behind Katie Ledecky, how were you feeling at that point?
Yeah, it was actually, for me, it was on that 650. So I was coming into the 300 meter mark. I thought, oh, here we go. You could see she was really starting to gather momentum.
Mm-hmm.
I was quickly doing the maths of what times her 50s were and I was like, oh, she's making a move here. And she just looked really good. She looked really strong and she looked good, but then, they panned underwater and I saw Katie was really working her turn and I was like, oh, this is going to be a dogfight.
Maxie, can you talk us through the strategy behind a race like this? Because I was watching hearing the commentary and they're all going on about strategy and tactics. And as someone who doesn't really know swimming, I'm going, don't you just go hell for leather? It's a gold medal event. Like, what do you mean strategy? But then you think about those splits and all that sort of gear, you go, oh, there is a mental game to it as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the 400 really is quite strategic. Like the 200 is pretty much flat out, but 400 is just that bit too long to be flat out. And Katie really changed the 400 meter tactic. Like it used to be a lot more about being very even and coming home very fast. And then when Katie Ledecky sort of came on the scene, she'd take off. It was unheard of for someone to go out under 2 minutes. I think definitely the tactic with Arnie is over the 4 years was to develop her front end so she could find that a bit easier. And then, because you know it's going to be a race for the last three laps, so you just had to keep her calm, keep her strong, and have her fit enough that she could get to the back end of the race with energy in the tank. So you sort of have a petrol tank and you've got to chew through each part of that evenly.
Wow. And to perform it under pressure as well. Because, Maxie, you coached with Dean. You coached her for 5 years. What's her relationship like with Dean? Because after the race, I saw she came out and said she wanted to make him proud. And
got quite emotional.
Got quite emotional. So what's their relationship like and the relationship that is of an athlete and a coach going to the Olympics?
Yeah, look, they've got a great relationship. And it's certainly grown over the years. And, you know, Arnie came as a 16-year-old girl and she's now a young lady. Yeah, they've just got a very open and honest relationship. You know, there's no holes barred. Emotions are expressed between the two of them if they're frustrated with each other or
so they have
happy with
they have
each
blow-ups
other.
Every now and then?
Pretty rarely, but yeah, occasionally. And that's just the emotion of the moment. Mm. You know, when you're working hard and you're under pressure and you're just fatigued in training, you know, that's sometimes when blow-ups happen. But no, there's no blow-ups, really. It's just I think her greatest gift is she has complete trust in what she's given to do. She never doubts anything. She never questions anything. And the program really structured for her just how to get the best out of her. So over the years, we've got to know her so well and what makes her tick. And then, you know, you keep putting those pieces into the program and she keeps just grabbing hold of it and doing her absolute best with it. So, yeah, it's a very good relationship. It's probably your dream relationship you could ask for between coach and athlete, really.
And Dean Boxall, the coach who ripped that balcony off the team, pretty much
gone wild.
In the interview after, he seemed like such a chilled out sort of guy. Was this something that was out of character for Dean, or is he a pretty spirited dude most of the time?
No, he's pretty spirited, especially in the racing environment. No, especially in that racing environment, the emotions just come out. And I think it's, you know, it's been a 2-year race. It's just been brewing these days. So, you know, that's 2 years of a pent up emotion just coming up there. So, no, he's pretty spirited. He's very emotional. He's very passionate. And with passion comes that emotion. So,
100%.
Yeah, it was like a volcano.
It
just erupted.
So yeah, cool. It was so good. Maxie, I want to touch quickly on Ariane's family because this story, I think, is just so awesome. The family moving from their hometown in Tassie up to the Gold Coast, up to Queensland, because they identified in their daughter, she's got real potential here. We need to be around what more of a swimming culture up in Queensland and basically move the whole family up there. That is just amazing. That mustn't be something you often see with families moving their whole lives based on a potential talent in their kid.
Yeah, and it is. As you said, it's a huge risk because you just don't know how it's all going to go. I think having talent as a young athlete is one thing, but then, you know, at high performance level, talent is just such a small part of it. It's the hard work. It's the, it's all the pieces of the puzzle. It's being able to handle the training. It's the desire and the hunger all coming to the forefront. So it is a huge risk. And especially from Tassie up here to Queensland, it's not really that close. Like, you know, maybe from Sydney to Brisbane, it's an hour flight. You can pop home that much quicker and that much easier. But yeah, look, hey, they jumped in with both feet and they took a huge risk and they moved up. They've got another daughter, Mia, who's also moved up with them. And yeah, look, it pulled off for them. And I think they're very happy in Queensland now and they've got some great mates and they've, you know, they've settled and they've got a house. But it's a huge decision. And I do think quite a few families do make that decision. And you just always hope it works out the best for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's great fuel for the athlete, I guess. Yeah. You know, if you don't want to get up, we know the early alarms for swimming.
The motivation.
You know, mum and dad and my little sis moved up here for me.
I better get out of bed
and go to training.
And Max, before you go, how do you reckon Ariane's going to go on the 200, the 800? We're going to get a few more golds or at least some medals?
Yeah, definitely. We still have some huge events. I mean, we've got Kaylee McEwen coming up this morning and Emily Seabomb and the girls backstroke. And I think that's going to be a blanket finish. So I think that'll be just as exciting. Keen to see Arnie in the 200 freestyle, as well as both the men's and women's 4x2 free relay. So we're defending world champs for both of those events. So they're coming up in the next couple of days as well. So, yeah, I definitely think so. I think we've got some good results to come. I think the team's also on a bit of a high. So morale would be good and energy will be up. So
exciting.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, very exciting.
Maxie Sears there, Ariane, and Dean Boxall's assistant coach after she won gold, of course, yesterday. Thanks for your time. And my mother-in-law, Robin, says to say hello, and she couldn't.
Yes.
She spoke very highly of you.
No, thank you. And yes, hello to Robin, please. And actually the whole Rutley family.
By extension, you too, Duncan. Yeah.